Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills, I do Windows Server Marketing for Microsoft, and in this video, we're going to learn about Windows Server Essentials Edition with Azure Active Directory integrated. There's a lot of reasons why you would want to integrate and sync your on-premises Active Directory with your Azure Active Directory. And in this video, Ken is going to take you step-by-step through that process, show you how you set it up. You know, one of the main reasons you want to do this is to keep your user accounts in sync between your software as a service applications or your online apps that you use. A lot of companies don't have a way to manage all the usernames and passwords that all their employees generate when they're, you know, accessing SaaS applications in the cloud. So Azure Active Directory gives you a way to do that. It gives you a way to sign into thousands of applications online using your on-premises Active Directory credentials. So if you want to log into Facebook or Salesforce or, you know, your QuickBooks account using your on-premises, you know, Windows Server Active Directory credentials, you can do that once you set up Azure Active Directory and sync it with your Windows Server Essentials Edition Active Directory. So Ken's going to show you how to set this up. It's a really important thing to do. Otherwise, those passwords can just get out of hand and identity management goes through the window. So companies of all size should set up Azure Active Directory, sync it with their on-prem Active Directory, and now you have a video to show you how to do that. Hope you enjoy the video. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.
This video focuses on demonstrating how to set up the integration of Windows Server Essentials with Microsoft Azure Active Directory. Connecting your Windows Server Essentials to Microsoft Azure Active Directory is very easy and provides password synchronization of your local network user accounts and Microsoft Cloud Services user accounts and single sign-on capabilities to other cloud and enterprise applications. In addition, you can manage your Microsoft Cloud Services user accounts from a single place with the Windows Server Essentials dashboard. For Windows Server 2016 Essentials integration with Microsoft Cloud Services, a Microsoft Azure, Office 365, or Intune subscription is required depending on which cloud services you want to enable and integrate with. You can either obtain a 30-day trial of each of these to test out the experience or purchase them on a monthly subscription. For this demonstration, we are running Windows Server 2016 Essentials Edition in a virtual machine running on a local server. You also have the option of running Windows Server 2016 natively on a local server. To begin, we will connect our local on-premises Windows Essentials Server virtual machine to the Microsoft Cloud by enabling the Azure Active Directory using the Windows Server Essentials dashboard. The Server Essentials dashboard is part of Windows Server 2016 Essentials Edition and is automatically installed as part of the Windows installation and accessible via this shortcut on the desktop. With Windows Server 2016 Essentials Edition, it is very easy to connect to Microsoft Cloud Services using simple wizards in this Server Essentials dashboard. Note, an Azure 30-day trial or full subscription is required for the Azure Active Directory integration. So here you see the dashboard and all the cloud services we can integrate with. After selecting services here on the left side, I will then click on Azure Active Directory in the middle here, and then we're going to go over here and then click on Integrate with Microsoft Azure Active Directory. Now just note here, right, integrating with Windows Server Essentials with Microsoft Azure Active Directory helps password synchronization of local network user accounts and Microsoft Cloud Services user accounts. In addition, we can manage our cloud services user accounts directly from this dashboard. So let's go ahead and click on Integrate with Microsoft Azure Active Directory. This wizard helps you register the Microsoft Cloud Services and integrate Windows Server Essentials with Microsoft Azure Active Directory that is used to authenticate and authorize organization accounts for Office 365, Microsoft Intune, and other third-party applications. Upon the completion of this wizard, you will be able to manage your organization's Microsoft Cloud Service user accounts from the Essentials dashboard and keep your network user accounts and Microsoft Cloud Services user account passwords synchronized. So we'll go ahead and click Next. Now we need to provide the Microsoft Cloud Services account that we created when setting up the Microsoft Azure subscription. I will enter my admin username and password and then click Next. The wizard will then change the level of the password policy to strong with the following requirements that you see here. Let's go ahead and confirm, and then we'll go ahead and click Next. It's that easy to get things started. The server is now configured to integrate with Microsoft Azure Active Directory with the following services. So we'll go ahead and click Next. And the last step to enable the synchronization between local Active Directory and Azure Active Directory is to restart the computer. So I'll go ahead and click Close, and then we'll restart the computer. Now after restarting, we see that the Azure Active Directory service is now enabled. So now let's verify the synchronization is set up in Azure. So let's switch over to the Azure portal to verify the users. So I'm going to expand my browser here. And here we are in the new Azure portal, and we're going to go ahead and select Azure Active Directory here on the left-hand side. And then we will see the users and groups, and I see the one user, so I'll select KM, which actually is Ken Mallett, and we now see that that's been all set up and we're synchronized between our local Active Directory and Azure Active Directory. Now, integrating your Windows Server Essentials and Azure Active Directory also provides single sign-on to other cloud services and enterprise applications like Salesforce, SAP, and Facebook. Let's take a look at how easy it is to set up single sign-on with a social application like Facebook. So we'll go ahead and close this window. We're going to come over here on the left and select Enterprise Applications. Then we're going to right-click and select New Application. And here on the left-hand side, you see a list of all the different categories and solutions that we're able to integrate single sign-on with. We're going to scroll down, and we see social. So we'll go ahead and select that. And we're going to go over here and enter Facebook and search the gallery. And we see two of them. We're going to go ahead and select Facebook. And we see that Azure AD is here to enable users to access Facebook. Does require an existing Facebook subscription. So this is the app we want. We're going to go ahead and select Add. And once we added it, now we need to go ahead and configure the single sign-on. And by default, it is disabled, so we're going to go ahead and click the drop-down. You have two options here, either password-based sign-on or link sign-on. We're going to go ahead and select password-based for this particular example, and we'll go up and click on Save. And then we'll go ahead and close that window. Now what we need to do is assign a user for testing to show the integration between Azure AD and Facebook. So we'll click on there, and we're going to go ahead and click on Add User, and come over here and select the users. And we see our one user here, Ken Mallett. We'll go ahead and select that, click on Select, and then we'll do Assign. And now we see that Ken has been assigned. We're going to select Ken, and we're going to update the credentials here. Now normally, once you've enabled the user, the next time they log on to that domain will automatically be prompted for credentials for the application that they're going to integrate with. In this case, it would be Facebook. So we're going to come over here and enter the email address and password for Ken for Facebook. And then we also have the option here if we want Azure AD to automatically manage the user or group's passwords. In this case, for this example, we're just going to skip that. We'll just come up here and then click on Save to save those credentials. Now let's validate connecting directly to Facebook. We're going to go down here and open up the browser, and we'll come up here and select on Facebook, and we see that I'm automatically logged into my Facebook account. So you can see just going through a few steps in the wizard makes it easy to set up single sign-on to your cloud and enterprise applications.